time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, we've got the black coffee. We've got the talent at the ready, myself not included. and we've got the attitude for the real estate power hour.
Boom!
Nice, nice work. All right, we've got, of course, Chad Hansen in the studio, founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage. Bobby Lewis is here from the Lewis team.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bobo?
Oh, just having my mind go in a million different directions after all going on in the real estate world.
My listeners know that I love movies, and Bobo comes from, right?
It comes from the Richie Valens story.
Yeah. Not my Richie!
Yeah.
Not my Richie!
Why do I have that useless information in my head?
It's called La Bamba.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So from here on out, you're Bobo.
Bobo.
Oh, I love it.
He came through the door, I called him Bobo. But Chad drinks black coffee now. It's like a requirement to be on the program.
I saw the text message you going back earlier, back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know why he drinks it black, but man, you're a better man than I am, I'll tell you that.
Sugar.
Let me smell that real quick.
What do you mean sugar? Sure. Lack of?
Yeah, I see if there's any vodka in there. No, sugar.
No, it smells just like coffee.
I drink like Coffee Mate Zero.
Right, no.
But that's a bad thing too, though, right?
I just don't do sugar much anymore. You know, as I get older and age,
right.
The doctor tells me different things. And, of course, I, like most folks, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Even sugar substitutes I hear are bad, too.
But the sugar thing is really kind of a big deal. Like,
right.
You know, the doctor said, well, Chad, you're pre-diabetic. And I go, well, everybody's pre-diabetic until you're diabetic.
That's like pre-pregnant, right?
Yeah. Oh, am I pre-heart attack as well? Because everybody's pre-heart attack until you have a heart attack. But, you know, as you get older, you start looking at those things. And
Dr. Sosi told me, yeah, that's like pre-pregnant.
Right.
That's pretty funny. All right, so we have a big event coming up this weekend. I don't know if you've heard of this, but Chad, you're a gearhead. Big time.
I am.
Yes. Mustangs versus Camaros. You've heard about this?
I did.
And it's the ultimate show where opposites attract. The third annual show where Fords choose the best Chevy and Camaros choose their favorite Mustang. It's a free event. No pre-registration, there's that word again, no registration required, and open to all clubs and lone wolves. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., or you can cruise the London Bridge from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., so that's pretty cool. So I had to mention this because Melissa Lucas did a stealth mission. She snuck into the Radio Central studios, right, this morning.
Who?
Melissa Lucas is the owner of Lonzi's.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sneaks into here. Doesn't tell me she's here, leaves a shirt on my desk for this event, Mustangs versus Camaros. I'm going to post it on my Facebook after the show. But what a rock star. I mean, that's my new best friend, and she's not even on the show.
And that's a bad to the bone shirt you showed me.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Did you see the back? Is that a really good shirt or what? That is tight. So anyway, yeah, check that out and call Blonzi's for more information. Just ask for Melissa, one of the staff. They'll help you out. They love classic cars at Blonzi's, by the way. Hopefully the future home of a glass garage here in Lake Havasu City. But anyway, this is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And, we got a Parrot Head Club event coming up this weekend, too. I'll talk about that later in the show. We got Diamondbacks tickets to give away for opening weekend, which is next weekend. I've got Sunday tickets. And we got a special guest here in the studio. You brought somebody.
Well, we all did. It was a group effort.
I didn't. I just got a group text. So it wasn't much of a group effort. Well, introduce your guest.
Well, this is Rachel Atkinson, and she's chairing? Is that correct? Is that the correct word?
We'll say I'm chairing this event. I can't take credit for the Realtor Olympics
she's
as a total.
Chairing an event for the Realtor Olympics, and Mojave Mortgage is proud to be a major sponsor of this. So we brought her in to talk about it because I believe it's this weekend.
It is. It's a Saturday.
Let's talk about it. We're in events mode. Talk about it.
We are. I'm sorry I didn't bring you a T-shirt.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Not a problem.
I'll know for next time. We are. Mojave Mortgage is always first to step up and help out with anything. So first of all, thank you to Chad and Don and their whole crew over there. We do have an event coming up this Saturday after the, I guess we'll call it the Lake Havasu cleanup, because that's very important as well going on this Saturday. We are going to be doing our side-by-side Desert Dash. This is our third year, I think, we've done this event. It is this Saturday, March 23rd. Basically what this is you get to go out on a ride if you want to. You don't have to, but you can go out on a group organized ride. And then afterwards, we are very fortunate. Hangar 24 and Curtis over there with his group has stepped up and, again, letting us host our after party there. So,
you're the guys that bumped us.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, Black Cat X was scheduled to play Saturday, but you have your own band.
I don't personally. It's okay. I don't want anybody to get too excited. I'm not going to be singing.
I got a makeup gig and an extra gig out of it. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, no problem.
It's for charity. I mean.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead.
So with the rides, we're going to have two separate rides. You're going to be able to go on an intermediate or an advanced ride. And then afterwards, that ride will end at Hangar 24. We're going to have food. We'll have a live band that is going to be good.
Who's the band?
It is, oh gosh, Curtis told me, Sky. I'm going to say it wrong.
Never heard of them.
Hang on. I'm going to tell you exactly.
I don't know the name already.
They're fantastic. I will tell you, they were with us last year, and they did an amazing job. We're actually bringing them in, and they're going to help us. Is High Blue Cactus.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of
High Blue Cactus.
Sure.
Seth and his group. Yeah. They're going to come in and help me MC the event, so we're really looking forward to that. And then we will have raffle, and we will have a 50-50 drawing as well, and some food and drink and a great time. The after party. I'm going to say the after party was more fun than the ride, but I also didn't go on the ride last year because I had to help Curtis get ready for the after party. So, but it is a really good time, and it is for great charities. Last year, I believe we raised $22,000, and all of that money stayed within local Lake Havasu charities here.
Wow.
So it's a great cause.
That's a big day.
Yeah, great cause, great cause.
What's the donation to if you just want to do the after party? I was at LHAR this morning, which I don't get an opportunity to go a whole lot, but Gunnar Mitchell was talking about there's a, even if you don't do the rides, you can go to the after party. There's a donation or something?
Yeah. So what it is if you want to go on the ride as well as your food and drink at the after party is $45 per person. Or if you just want to attend the party because you don't have a side-by-side but you want to be supportive and just go out and have a great time with a live band and with food, it's $25 per person. So we will have all this information up on our Destination Havasu Facebook page. You can go there. I'll also supply that. I know Mojave Mortgage has put it out on their social media as well. But, yeah, it's going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to another successful event.
Yeah.
Is it $25 all you can eat, all you can drink?
We should call Curtis and ask him.
I mean, $25.
Curtis has been here for a while.
I mean, $25 for beer. I mean, come
on.
Well,
okay,
man.
Let's be clear. There's no alcohol. It's just a...
Oh.
Come on, Chad.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're out, right. Chad. Chad doesn't drink sugar, but he'll drink beer.
On occasion.
Or bourbon.
I do like a bourbon once
little,
in a while.
Little Basil Hayden's. Yeah. You bet.
No, there are three food items to choose from. I think it's going to be a pulled pork sandwich, a hamburger, as well as a salad. So, and then, of course, you get a drink coupon as well for that.
Oh, awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for coming and sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is for charity, so go to Hangar on Saturday. And I, unfortunately, cannot be there. I have family coming in from Ireland, and I'm going to be entertaining. So
you could entertain them at Hangar.
Yeah, well, they have two young girls. My nieces are coming to town.
You know, that's a great idea. I might just show up.
Good.
Harass Curtis.
We would love you to. Yeah, it's a great time harassing Curtis. I think we all love to
Curtis
do that.
Curtis has turned into a good friend. So you want to hang out for the rest of the segment?
Sure.
All right, perfect.
Paul brings his entourage. There'll be 60 people there.
That'd be so
great
for his
entourage. It's crazy.
No.
If I bring my entourage, there'll be one more person there.
Maybe we could get him to, like, jump up on the stage and, like...
No, you don't want that. You don't want only behind a drum set. Yeah, you don't want that. The good musicians don't ask to sit in anyway. They're asked to sit in. Yes, that's the etiquette.
It's funny.
Anyway, Bobby, you got numbers or what?
I do have numbers.
We got all these community announcements.
Absolutely.
I want to hear what's happening in the real estate market.
Well, we can go, you know, we'll go with prices right off the bat. So Chad really likes to get into that right away. And in February, our average sales price, that's the average, the mean, not the median, was $592,810. That's the median was $490,000 in February. In January, this kind of flip-flop from the month before. In January, the average was $634,699.
Whoa.
So that was down 7% in a month. But the median, which is the middle number,
right,
went up 5% to $490,000 from $465,000 in January.
So that was the middle number. That tells me there were a few million-dollar homes, but not many?
Yeah, well, we will get to that. There were seven homes, we'll go right into it, seven homes that sold over $1 million in February, and we had a total of 111, and that's just single family sales. So, Chad's like throwing, we don't have video, but he's
good.
Excited.
That's good, because we went from 77 to 111. And why not? Positive movement.
I think by the hand gestures, the coffee's kicking in. For sure.
It was hard to see the video on radio, but
right.
Chad's throwing jumping jacks. The bigger part that we get to throughout the show, but about the high water mark after COVID with May of 2022, the average this month was, in January was 634,000. In February was 592. The average in May of 2022 was 630,000. So we're down a little bit on the average. The median, though, we're down quite a bit more. The median sales price, which is the middle, like half the homes sell under, half the homes sell above. The median in February, 490, that we just talked about, 490,000, that's the middle number. In May of 2022, the median was 572,000. So we're down almost 17% on the median values.
From May of 22.
Yeah, not year over year. So year over year, we can go... Year over year, we're up. We're up quite a bit. In February 23, the median was 419.9, and we're at 490 now. And the average a year ago in February was 520,000. Both those numbers are up. The average is up 12% year over year, and the median's up 14%. It's 1 month averages, though, kind of skew us. But when you look at the bigger picture, overall, the market's down almost 17% on the median. So the average is not skewed as much, but we do see more higher percentage of super high-end homes selling now. The wealthy still have the money to go buy property cash, and we're seeing that. The highest sale last month was 2.18, and it was paid cash. So...
So what's the cash numbers out of the 111?
The cash. Well, we could do it after the segment because I got to pull it up. I have it.
My gut feeling, it's telling me it's gonna go over 46%.
Yeah.
Which it was last month was about 46%.
It's shocking how many is cash, and it's sad in a sense too, because the people that need to buy a house buying their first house the lending's affecting them, but the people have a ton of money. Investors and it's not affecting them.
Sure. That's good though. 111 units, so we're up 40 some odd units, so we're up 50%, 40 some odd percent on the units that sold. So that means inventory is moving. But what's the inventory number now?
It's going up a little bit. Now it's up to 367.
It was 320 or something last.
347
show, right?
Last month, and probably 320-ish the month before. It's been creeping up, and we're just finishing up what I consider our busiest time of year is. is just finishing up. So we normally see inventory drop through this time of year, and then the rest of the year it kind of creeps back up until the cycle starts again. And we are creeping up. But at 367 right now and 111 sold, that's still barely over 3 months. It's ridiculous in the fact that a lot of people are priced out right now because of interest rates, and we're still only barely over a 3 month supply of homes.
Speaking of interest rates, I heard some scuttlebutt that the Fed's not quite ready yet. Everyone was calling it for the third quarter.
No.
Now pushing it to the fourth quarter or first quarter next year.
Yeah, they're not going to lower the
prime rate. Why do you say that?
I just think that all the numbers that they're getting are showing that the economy is still, they still need to fight off inflation. So, and that's their tool. So I think that's where it's going to stay for a little bit. We were anticipating, if you, for avid listeners of the show, you know, the all seven of them out there, the
12.
Oh, it's 12 now. Double. We're going
to
go 13.
It was 17, and then they moved it, and then they moved the other show that was after me to before me, so I lost a few.
But I, you know, we were talking about May of last year that we were going to see something happen, and that was from information from Barry Habib and the rest of the people that we follow. But nothing happened. So we're now coming into May a year later, and nothing's really happened except for the interest rates still are floating in that 7%, 7.5% range on conventional financing. On government financing, we are starting to see interest rates get back down into the low sixes. But no, the Federal Reserve is not. They're meeting today, and I believe they've probably already made their announcement. I did get a text alert that the market has responded positive to what's going on, but I don't know exactly what it is because I'm here with you lovely people. but basically it says 10-year yields down has gone to 4.26, initial reaction positive, keep floating, stay alert, Powell's press conference up next. So Powell's press conference is getting ready to go. So.
All right, perfect.
I don't think they're going to lower the rate today.
Picked the music, by the way.
Oh, man.
A little Eric Clapton.
A little Clapton.
There's a reason how times have changed. Let's do the headline right there, okay? This date in 1968, Eric Clapton, Neil Young, Richie Furay, and Jim Messina were arrested in Los Angeles for being at a place where it was suspected marijuana was being used.
Suspected.
Clapton was later found not guilty. The others paid a small fine. Why did Clapton get off?
Probably because he... Never mind.
No idea. That's wild how times have changed, right? Suspected. Yeah. Well, I suspect my neighbor in the studio might be, you know, smoking reefer, but I don't think she's going to get arrested.
Oh my gosh.
This show's going down real quick.
Back with more in a moment.
We are circling the drain.
I mean, man, how times have changed, right? That's like 55 years ago. That's insane.
It's a long time.
56 years. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Ooh.
That one wasn't that loud.
Oh, you turned my mic down.
No, I brought it down for a second. Yeah, I did. I have to. I'm a human limiter.
Yeah, right?
All right.
We have to come back after the break. We'll be better.
Chad, let's say goodbye to your guest.
No, I think she's going to stay. She wants to see the magic.
Are you
going to
stay?
I do.
You want to see?
I know. I want to see the magic.
We're going to let her see what happens behind the curtain?
That's right.
She's
shaking her head. See the levers.
Bobby Lewis is here as well. From the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Back on Speak Out. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice job. Nice. And Rachel Atkinson is with us, along with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake.
Hello, everyone.
How is your better half, by the way?
Working right now. She's a workaholic.
Somebody's got to support
to make this happen.
Right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Meow. Exactly. All right, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Also, Patio Paradise by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzy's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Have you tried their breakfast, man?
No.
Oh, you got to get out there.
I've been there for a steak.
She's a big classic car person, Melissa Lucas. And, the future glass garage is coming to the area. Have you heard of this concept, Chad?
Which one?
The glass garage.
I have, actually. They have
That in Salem, Oregon.
Yeah, my understanding is they have a place up in Oregon that has that. And they rotate a classic car in
every month. It's right there on the wall. Marissa, thank you. Yeah, just ask Steve. Steve will take care of it. He says it's too warm in here.
Hot in here.
Yeah.
That is.
Try not to give that away. We don't want to give away too much behind the curtain stuff. There, you got a fit.
I'm having my own personal summer over here.
That's because you drink that black coffee like it's water, man. Anyway, yeah, check out the breakfasts over at Blonzy's. They're tremendous, dude. And it's a great place to have a staff meeting or a team building meeting because the food's so good. You know? So you've tried it.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Great place.
Where do we want to go from here, Bobby? What's the the numbers look like?
Let's go with numbers. We can go to you caught me off guard there. Average price per square foot is a good way to look at the pricing too.
Oh, good.
And right now we are sitting at $334 a square foot. And why price per square foot's a good indicator is because houses vary, and that gives us a good ballpark. 334 is a little bit down from about the high water mark in May of last year. May of 2022, we were up almost $350 a square foot. So that goes in line with about the other numbers. We're down to 334, but it has been coming up the last couple months. Actually, from the bottom in December was actually, last month was the low of the last few months, was $331. So we came up to $334 on the price per square foot. Also, existing single-family homes that are pending have also increased since last month. Not dramatically, but last month during the show, we were at 131 were pending. Now we're at 136. So that's kind of going the right direction. The sold this month so far, we're at the 20th of the month. Single family existing homes, we've sold 58 so far this month. So that's not going to, doesn't look like that's going to be a big number.
But we're still on pace for 116, which is more than what we had last
month. Yeah,
so
okay.
That's good. That's good.
No, and it's good. And we're in the numbers where for years and years and years, I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, I always 100 to 200 a month was normal. 200 was pretty darn rare getting up that high, and a 100 month was pretty darn rare as well. So we're getting 2 months in a row for over 100. It feels pretty good. You know, people are getting used to the rates.
Good.
And inventory is not exploding, so I don't see any kind of indications of a big crash that people think of. I just don't see that being possible. When we show properties, Rachel can probably even say, years ago, during the crash, every house was vacant. Now you have to make an appointment at every house because every house is full. I mean, they're either rented or people are living there.
Oh.
And
that's very interesting.
And like with me and Julie, for instance, we'll carry 15, 20 listings at a time typically. Whenever rates go down just a little bit from where they're at right now, our weekend's busy. People are showing. When rates creep up a little bit, it's slower. So we're right on the bubble there, too. If rates come down a little bit, it's going to go crazy again.
It does.
So
Bobby,
yeah.
I'm gonna hold you over for a second on this stuff because Rachel was asking during the break about the National Association of Realtors settlement that recently, I believe it was either Friday or Saturday, happened. Was this federal court? It was a class action suit, correct?
Yeah. I don't know which court I should have here. And so I was literally late to the show because I was on an hour-long Zoom call with the REMAX CEO.
Well, there's a lot of concern in the industry about about commissions and other changes that are coming for agents and companies like yourself.
Yeah, and really the biggest there's two main things, and mind you, this has just come out. Even the CEO of REMAX,
everybody's still digesting.
There's 108 pages written by attorneys, but.
They do that well, don't they?
NAR, of course, is the National Association of Realtors. Right. And the agreement says they've done no wrongdoing, but they have a massive fine. But the two main things, offers of compensation. When you list a house, like if you list a house with me or Rachel, say it's whatever percentage it is. You know, if you're selling a $20,000 piece of dirt out in Yucca that's a little sliver, you might charge 10%. If you're selling something that is a repeat customer and they're going to price it to be gone in a week, you might charge 4%. Or, you know, it could be anything. And that's it's always been that way. People get in their mind certain percentages that they think is it. But for years, the MLS allowed you, as an agent, and it was if I charged 5%, or if I told the listing agent or the Mr. Seller, the commissions would be 5% on this deal.
Okay.
I'm really getting 2.5, and I'm advertising 2.5 for any agents out there that don't have the listing. And it was always done that way because you think you're working in the best interest of the client that everybody can show the property, and you get the biggest supply and demand chart, the most demanded by everybody being able to go. In this agreement, we'll no longer be able to advertise on MLS the co-broke or the split. So what's interesting about the agreement is they still allow us, I just found this out in the last hour when I was on, they still allow us to advertise it on our own website, on our advertising, on everything.
Yeah.
So I honestly, my first impressions right now, this does not change a lot other than costing the Association of Realtors a lot of money because of that. The other second takeaway that's pretty big in 108 pages of
settlement.
Legalese,
uh-huh.
is buyers now need to sign a written buyer broker agreement. And Rachel's probably at MLS this morning getting it. So some of the country already does this. Matter of fact, and that form will explain to the buyer what a buyer's agent does.
Right.
For me personally, and I don't know how rich, but I think a lot of agents do it this way. When I list a property, I'm like, well, say I'm 3% or whatever, but if somebody else brings a buyer, they're gonna want to be paid as well, and so then that's where the commission hardly ever go to one agent. It typically goes to because both sides want to be represented, and honestly, that's really the ideal.
What about the broker?
And the broker always gets a cut too, because I always say, like I was explaining to you on text the other day. People always, and it's natural, even before I got in the business, part of the reason I got my license, I'd look at 5, 6, 7%, whatever. I'm like, it's a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
But reality is, especially now as it's become more feverish, if I get 2.5%, 3%, I have two employees in the office, my rent's $1,500 a month, what it costs me to do, the sign's a couple $100 to go up, be there for a few months, and be locked with, it's always about $1,000 right when you get started.
Mm-hmm.
Our profit on one side of a deal is about 1.5 to 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
before taxes.
pure profit.
And before the fact, like as realtors, I pay
$1,300. So that's your gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pay $1,300 a month for health insurance, and I have a $10,000 deductible for my family. So
jeez.
And our E&O insurance.
No, nice. E&O. I mean, it goes on and on.
Dang.
But that's all me being the defensive part of me coming out, like saying. But the truth is, it's all about disclosure, and it's interesting to me. And even my wife was saying this before I got in here. You know, we'd started advertising the co-broke even publicly, so it would be fully disclosed. Everybody knows that 2%, 3%, 4%, 1% was going to be offered to an agent if they bring a buyer. And now they're making us take, in this agreement, they're doing it off. But because it'd be advertising everything else, I don't know if it changes the industry much at all.
What's the unintended consequence, do you think?
Damage to buyers.
Really?
Yeah,
why do you say
100%.
That, Chad?
I think so.
100%.
Well, I think...
I mean, be honest with you, just from what I know, which is a very small sliver probably compared to Rachel and Bobby and kind of what I've read and what I've heard, I think at the end of the day, and I want to ask you a question, it's my understanding that there are certain states that do not allow dual agency. Is that correct?
A lot of states, and it's
so correct.
I think that's how, in my conspiracy theory mind, that I think that's how they're going to get around it. They're going to say, okay, well, no more dual agencies, which would mean that when a listing agent in my and this is just my small brain thinking about this, when an agent goes to a listing appointment, they'll say, yeah, we can list your property, but now Arizona no longer allows dual agencies. So if you want people to look at your house, you're going to have to pay a commission, or we're not going to get any action on this. That's what I think the end result's going to be. But I think what in the short term, if it does go into effect, which I don't, I think that this is going to get tied up for years, and I don't think that anything's going to come of it.
But it's a settlement.
I know, but I think that things are, you know, the like Ronald Reagan said, the greatest words or the scariest words you can hear, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So you get
you
the courts
right.
involved in this, and it's just a nightmare. But I think that if as things for short term, I think what's going to happen is that a lot of people probably don't know this, but the fiduciary from a listing agent is to their seller primarily, right? Which is good. The seller needs protections.
Unless you're a dual agent, and
but,
then you have to be fair to both sides.
Right, but still, your primary goes to the seller, correct? Am I incorrect
on that? Not once you sign the dual agency.
So it is.
And that's why in some states dual agency is not, and that's where we have to have the conversation with our seller. When we get that, once you get to a point in time where if we're bringing our own buyer and our own seller, which in this day and age does not happen
very much.
Matter of fact, it does not happen that often.
Matter of fact, a lot of times when it's better that it doesn't in some degrees, in a lot of ways, but I have to explain. I really don't want you to tell me your bottom or top. I don't want you, just you guys both. I present back and forth, and that's why dual agency is
right.
Is like that. So,
I just think that the buyers themselves are, you know, without proper representation, which might happen, can be damaged. And
well,
I think that it's only going to take
well,
one.
Well, if
or
the
two
buyer opts out of signing a buyer representation, and then that's where I do think it definitely goes to the seller benefit.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what they really wanted to do.
Of course.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, the courts are involved. It's always the opposite.
We could do a whole hour on this topic.
No, we could do 3 hours on this.
It's such a big news item right now in the industry, though, so we had to touch on it. We kind of joked about this date in history, 1968, with Eric Clapton being suspected of being in a place that had marijuana. Well, on this date in 1991... Clapton's four-year-old son,
no. Why
Connor.
Why are we going to talk about it? You got to bring the downers down,
because
man.
I got to play this song.
Oh, man.
I got to play this song and explain the background. I'm not going to explain the whole thing, but his son died.
Yeah.
Falling out of
a balcony.
No, the 53rd story.
Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
At least
so.
It didn't hurt.
This,
all right.
This song was written about him.
Yep, absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
With Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by Lake, and Rachel Atkinson talking about
woo-hoo.
Realtor Olympics and the party this Saturday at Hangar 24, right?
Yes.
What time is that party again?
Party starts at 12.
At noon?
Yeah.
Nice. $25 a person.
$25 per person.
Right on.
Yep.
Well, you got good food, that's for sure.
We do, and good entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, we're back on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice. Nicely done. Nice. That was kind of a...
I'm trying to refrain.
A refrained mortar shell. Right, right. Before we get to who brings you this fine live radio production, I just got this dropped off this morning from the Lake Havasu Parrot Head Club. Probably should have went with...
One.
Probably should have... Yeah, we have one.
Didn't
come
know.
On, man. I got to go Biden on you?
Which is funny.
Come on, man.
I've been a parrot head for many years.
It's a poker walk with cash prizes this Saturday between 2 and 4 p.m. Between the Desert Martini, let's see, McKee's Pub, Poorhouse, Jerseys, They're all involved. First, all cards must be turned in by 6 o'clock. $600 for first place, $300 for second, and third prize, $200. And the proceeds go to the Lake Havasu High School sports programs. So there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, get a hold of the Parrot Head Club. No, no phone number on this, but that's what's going on this weekend. Saturday, entry fee is $25 for one hand, $100 for five hands. So there you go. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Go see Dallas and Danny at The Chair. Are you a fan or what?
I do like Dallas. I don't know Danny, but I know Dallas.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of his. He is a very nice man.
Also by Springberg Wealth Management, by Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. And we always tell, buy local, or it's buy local, and find a local realtor or a local mortgage broker.
There's only two of
you
us.
Do right. your business. There's only two of you.
There are.
Everything else is big, right?
There are only two brokerages in town where the owners live in town.
Yeah, but there's only one Lewis team.
That's right.
Well, I'm happy to say both with Rachel's a different company, but they're owned in town. And
we
although
are.
I'm Remax, we're a franchise owned in town. And
yeah.
So
we are.
So all local.
All
baby.
Local in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, I looked at your thing. Proceeds go to the Lake Havasu High School sports program.
Yeah.
You know, I can't figure this out, but I've asked Dr. Becky several times that we really need to name the football stadium Mojave Mortgage Stadium, and she won't do it.
No, she won't.
I don't get it.
Just keep working on that.
You can be
it's
on
named
it.
After, it's already named after a legendary coach who's still alive, by the way.
Oh, really?
Lee Barnes.
Lee
yeah.
Barnes.
Yeah.
Maybe
Coach
it should
Barnes.
Be sponsored by Mojave Mortgage.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We sponsor
I'll
the scoreboard.
Open your
maybe
box.
You guys should look
I know,
in. Do you
I
want me to hook
sure.
you up with
yes.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
We're on it.
I
we're
know
on it.
Perfect.
We'll so, scoreboard.
So we want to get to the new Mojave Mortgage ad campaign in a moment. This is pretty cool. But Bobby, the reason he's here
is to
he
get
being
this number.
Chad is to get this number.
Okay, this
tell,
is the
tell
one.
Us what this
so,
number is.
You know, take care of your local lenders because it is tough times for them. But 111 sold in February. Of that, for sure, 42 were cash plus 4 that were 1031. That's 46 of 111. There were several that were unreported, which would lean towards cash, I would think, because normally if it's, but it's at least 40% are cash. Right now, I think Chad's figuring out the numbers. What's most interesting, over 700K, there were 31 sales. More than 50%. 17 of them were cash.
Wow.
And that's just the for sure's, not the ones that were unreported, so it's well over 50%. And the highest sale in town, which I don't know if we'd said on the air or just amongst us, but $2.18 million, and that was paid cash. So, right now, people with money have the advantage, but it one thing it tells you, if you're waiting for the crash,
yeah,
people with money don't think it's coming.
2.1 million, you're paying cash for a home. Think about that, and that's probably their second or third
oh,
residence.
For sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I've tried living this way. I'd like to live that way.
That way.
Yeah. A different way.
Yeah, no problem. We'll just stroke a check for 2.1 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like watching the show Entourage.
Man.
Absolutely.
So I want to hear the thing Chad was going to talk about.
No, we were going to talk about...
Oh.
Condos.
Oh, condos, too.
Condos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pauly likes that one. So condos, they've been trending down. And you know why they're trending down over the years now? Because the prices on condos are getting up there now.
Well, so, you know, so are the HOA fees.
And so are the HOA fees.
And it's because of the new water rates that go to individual condos. Isn't that right, Rachel? How much do you know about this?
We just talked about this. We had an owner come in. They had purchased a condo here locally, and they were talking about their HOA fees going up. And we explained to them that when we started doing water increases, and when we were metering and monitoring and all that stuff, we as single family homeowners, we went up. We were always, you know, climbing or averaging or however that.
But the condos were per complex at
was,
that time.
It was
at that time.
That is how the city was doing it. And now they just not that long ago went through and decided we are going to change that, because I think enough single family homeowners came forward and said, hey, listen, you're doing it as an average for this entire complex, however each individual unit should be doing. So that did, in turn, we've had a lot of owners come through that are, you know, with our vacation rental or long-term rental company, part of our company, and say, wow, HOAs are really starting to go up. But I have had some people say their HOAs have gone down as well. So a little bit more accountability from each individual owner rather than just saying the HOA covers your sewer, water, and trash.
Right.
You're actually holding those individuals sure. accountable for their water use.
So after that sidebar.
Yeah. And man, she makes us look bad.
You're an excellent guest. You are an excellent guest.
Values on condos are way up.
Hey,
I don't
just
have
by walking in the room, yeah. she makes us look bad.
Stop it.
Getting
people can't see that.
We're going to miss your segment.
Much prettier than us.
In 2022, 24 condos and townhomes sold in February. Last year was down to 16. Now we're down to 9. And I don't attribute to that to the fact that condos are not desirable. What happened is when houses went through the roof, condos took a little bit time to go, and we went crazy with condos. Now condos are catching up in value. You're seeing them sell for $300,000 and plus, depending on what. So, but we had 9 condos and townhomes sell last month. So that's in addition to the 111.
So prices are coming down, but only 9 last month.
Well, I wouldn't say condo prices. I don't have the number.
No.
Condo prices aren't coming down.
I thought you said they were.
Oh, no. I mean, the number of sales are coming down.
Oh, gotcha.
But part of that's because the prices, for a while there, they looked like a bargain compared to buying a single family home because they lagged, I think, a little behind single family prices. Now, everything's.
Well, that and people are turning them into short-term rentals.
That too.
Yeah, on some.
But there's a lot of communities.
On some, though, because on short-term, usually with the Homeowners Association, and Chad, you can attest to this, with conventional financing, they don't like it when you do short-term rentals. You usually need to see 30 days or more. So our condos, I think there's only 2 condo complexes in Lake Havasu that allow short-term rentals. So it's actually the opposite. I think that they're not short-term rentals. I think because of the prices, because we represent a couple condo, mm-hmm. the tiny home builder here in town, and I think that a lot of the things you're seeing is so many of those people from Midwest back east. Yep. This is a high price for them for 606 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Mojave Mortgage just closed a deal for me last month. We were one of those 9 that we sold a home, and it was a secondary. So it wasn't somebody that's going to be living here in Havasu full time. But those are the types of people's investor again yeah, investors cash buyers
you know those,
are looking.
Speaking of that, those little tiny they're the not little the tiny homes that,
little.
that you're representing are actually a pretty decent value, and if you have a first-time home buyer. I mean, I think that one mm-hmm. went for 200 and some odd thousand.
Yeah,
right?
I think 220 is what it appraised for. It was a little higher than even the purchase price,
and it
which
was,
is great.
I think it's
new
a
product,
pretty cool
close
little
to new product, and yeah,
just yeah,
yeah. It's a cool little thing, and it's. I mean, eventually when they get put together, I can only imagine that the community in those little places is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? The loan that we did for the folks that bought that, they were fun people.
They were really fun people.
So
Chad, you have a big announcement.
We do. We have a big announcement. I'm standing up.
Standing up.
He really is standing up.
Let me preface this for a second.
Arms are
going to
start flailing.
Let me preface this for a second. So loyal Radio Central listeners know that Mojave Mortgage is a very avid advertiser. And you have different campaigns that come and go. Right now it's savage, not average,
that's
right?
That's right.
And Chad was like, you know, I need a new one. And I heard him kind of talking with our general manager about it. And I thought, well, so I kind of got the juices rolling up here, the creative juices, and kind of threw the idea at you, and you kind of laughed at me.
We thought it was great.
But go ahead.
Is there a drum roll? Wait, is there a drum roll?
Well,
we had a meeting of the executive board of our advertisers that Paulie sits on, and actually, so
whatever.
Yeah. So we actually what I talk about a lot is the. Margin. So margins on a mortgage or margins for a mortgage company are what's going to really boil into your final interest rate, right? So the big box Rocket Depots, they have these massive margins, so their rates are always going to be high above ours. So we have advertising going about how interest rates have been savage lately, and they have been. So I've really started taking a look at margins of the company. What can I cut? What can I do in order to bring better interest rates towards people? I can't advertise we have the best rates. It's against the law. I can't do that, right? But what I can do is I can launch the MRGA campaign.
What does MRGA stand
Making
for?
Making interest rates great again.
Nice.
So what we're doing is we're really looking at the margins. We're really looking at the margins of the company. What can we do in order to pass along the best interest rates to our clients? I can't advertise that, but I can advertise MRGA. We're making interest rates great again, folks. Call Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. We're going to do whatever we can to make the interest rate See, I can't say best or whatever.
And it benefits Republicans, Democrats, and independents.
Everybody. This has nothing to do with politics. We just thought it was funny to do MRGA. And Paulie, I have to give Paul Lavoie 100% credit to this idea because he is the one who came up. It's his brainchild, and we have we're launching MRGA.com. So we're going to start really focusing on trying to hone down the interest rates so that we can pass on those savings to our consumers.
Right, right.
That's my pitch.
That's good.
I just did the sketches. You guys did the full-on motion picture, man.
MRGA.com. Look for it on T-shirts soon.
Nice. Nice. And it's a sweet logo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with any of that. I'm just the idea guy. Right?
You're the concept guy.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know about that. All right. Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, along with Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team, RE/MAX by the Lake.
Thank you, guys.
Our best to Julie.
Thank you.
She's probably listening anyway, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to post a picture of Chad giving that speech in a minute on Facebook. Yeah. So right. I think Rachel
is
too.
I am totally.
All right. We got to go. Rachel, thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
And you did pass the audition, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Excellent. Thank you.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I wasn't sure which version it was, but I approve. I love it. The Layla, of course, the Eric Clapton solo version, but that's Derek and the Dominoes song, a band. I think that would be a one-hit wonder, technically. All right. Hannity's coming up next. I almost gave out the wrong number. Hannity, Karate Man. He does that well. That guy just does everything well. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Anyway, Hannity coming up next after news and a short break. Tomorrow we've got Brian Springberg, of course, at Sound Advice with Brian Springberg with all the news from Wall Street and what's happening in the financial world. And we'll go out with some Clapton, a little bit of Layla. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.